MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A Chavez County man was arrested on multiple charges after deputies responded to a crash and later found his vehicle blocking traffic. Deputies were called to River Road after a report that a vehicle had crashed through a mailbox. They later located the damaged vehicle stopped in the roadway on 19th Street west of Red Bridge Road. The driver, Richard Gonzalez, showed signs of intoxication, admitted to drinking, and was unable to complete a field sobriety test, authorities said. He was arrested at the scene and faces charges included aggravated DWI, leaving the scene of property damage, obstructing traffic, expired registration, and no proof of insurance. And concern is growing in New Mexico over the water demands of large-scale computing projects as Los Alamos National Laboratory prepares for its largest expansion since the Manhattan Project. The expansion is expected to require significant resources, including water, already in short supply across the state. Last month, the U.S. Department of Energy estimated the project would use about 504 million gallons of water annually, or roughly 1.4 million gallons per day, at least for the next decade. By comparison, the average New Mexico resident uses about 81 gallons per day, and statewide water concerns are mounting. A recent report from the New Mexico Groundwater Alliance warned of a looming groundwater crisis, citing depleted aquifers with limited potential for recharge. By 2050, New Mexico's water shortfall could reach 750,000 acre feet, or about 2.5 trillion gallons. According to planning documents, much of the lab's increased water use will support a future supercomputer expected to come online in 2027. Laboratory Director Tom Mason said earlier this year, the facility computing system will help explore advances in artificial intelligence. Public concern has also surrounded similar projects, including the proposed Project Jupiter AI Data Center in Doña Ana County, which could use about 1 million gallons of water per day. Meanwhile, a Meta Platforms data center in central New Mexico is permitted to use 163 million gallons of water annually. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.